Greetings. I am expecting the presence, the promise, and the purpose of God this year. If we keep our focus on the kingdom of God, we will see the purpose of His kingdom prevail in many ways. I was blessed to speak at A-Life yesterday. I always enjoy being home in my home church community. I hope you had a great week and that you are ready for all that God is calling you into in this one. Holy Spirit in our lives is the guarantee of heavenly things, not just the guarantee of going to heaven when we die, but the guarantee of heaven's influence into our world. This is especially true regarding our own lives. God has called us to be sons of God, both male and female, but sons of God are not natural children. They are born of the Spirit, empowered by the Spirit, and manifested as a testimony of the work of the Spirit. They are led by the Spirit of God from within. The empowerment of God's desires, wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and purpose, and awe of God in the fear of the Lord. In this process, we face resistance. That resistance is often an enemy coming against us, but God allows that enemy to resist us. He allows that enemy to resist us because, in the opposition, we find the grace of God's manifest presence in our lives that empowers us to overcome. It's under pressure that a diamond is formed. It's under pressure that oil is refined. Holy Spirit in our lives is the testimony of Christ in us. Christ in us is our hope of glory, not only of heaven to come, but of heavenly testimonies of our Father's powerful love invading our world. His love enables us to always go from suffering to glory. Romans 8:23-27. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. God's grace empowers us to manifest as sons of God. His grace brings liberty in us and to our world. God's grace is God's Spirit helping us in our weaknesses. That help is not an escape from our weakness, but a manifestation of His strength revealed. Holy Spirit knows what our true weaknesses are. He knows what our true need is. The mind of the Spirit is better than the mind of self. Holy Spirit is interceding in our lives 7 days a week and 24 hours a day. He is in heaven, but He is also fully in us. He is drawing heaven into our hearts. As it is in heaven, becomes the increasing reality of an invasion of life into our world. We experience the supernatural testimony of grace by faith. God empowers His will in our lives. This is grace. Romans 8:28-30. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, these He also called. Whom He called, these He also justified. And whom He justified, these He also glorified. Grace works things for good according to God's purpose, not according to our own personal will. Not all things are good, but God can take all things in our lives and work them together for our good according to His purpose. It's not our good according to our purpose, unless we realize that our purpose is really hidden in His. As sons of God, we are like arrows in the hand of the mighty bowman to fulfill His purpose in all things. Mercy justified us to be children of God. Grace empowers us to know the glory of being God's manifested sons. As sons of God, we are not easily shaken because we know the powerful love of our Heavenly Father is in us and for us in all things. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.